Every few years, a new children's TV show comes along that suddenly and unexpectedly becomes the hot new thing among the younger set. Don't Look Now, but it's happened again. And when TV critic David Bianculli says, "Don't look now," he means it literally.
I get about 10 videotapes a day that people want me to look at. The networks, cable, syndicators, they all send them. Well, one day a few years ago, I open up the Federal Express package, and there's not only a tape, there's a box of candy. You know those chewy chocolate caramel cluster thingies? Well, there was a box of those in there, along with a tape of a brand new cartoon show. It was about 4 pizza-eating, karate-chopping reptiles. And I gotta tell you, I was a lot more impressed by the candy than by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who knew? But it's happening again, with a new Fox children's show called Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. In just a few months, this new show is shot to the top of the kids' TV ratings, watched by more kids than any other daytime show. I can't believe this, because Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is awful. I mean, really, really awful. I'd call it the worst series made in America right now, except that most of it isn't made in America. It's made in Japan. The parts shot in America are about 5 L.A. teenagers with secret superpowers. When they get in trouble or want to stop a bad guy, they scream out their dinosaur code names and turn into weird-looking android-type people with brightly colored bodysuits and goofy-looking motorcycle helmets. And then they fight.
Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
The main reason these kids mutate is so the producers of Power Rangers can fill the rest of the show with action footage from the original Japanese TV series. Behind the helmets, you can't tell the stunt doubles are Japanese, and all the creatures they fight are hidden behind tacky masks. All of them except for Rita Repulsa, a Japanese woman who plays an evil witch. You're gonna have to imagine this on the radio, but trust me, you haven't seen overdubbing this bad since What's Up, Tiger Lily, and the special effects make Doctor Who look like Jurassic Park.
The putties are ready, Your Highness!
Good! Those insolent little brats are going to get exactly what they deserve!
Yeah.
Take the monster down to Earth, hidden in the lamp, and not even Zordon will know his name! Now send those two down to Earth, Logan!
Yes, my queen!
Horrible as this sounds, it gets worse. At some point during every show, the 5 Power Rangers come up against a creature so formidable, they have to change, or morph, yet again. This time, they combine forces and turn into a 5-piece giant robot, kind of like a 15-story Mr. Machine. Then they do battle, stomping around some cardboard city set in scenes that look like they were rejected from Mothra vs. Godzilla. The point of all this, of course, is to sell the toys, the action figures of the Power Rangers, as well as the 5 individual parts that make up the mechanical super creature. The salesmanship is as shameless and obvious as the dubbing and editing, and it's working. The kids are watching the show and loving it and begging for the toys as Christmas presents, so much so that stores can't stock enough of them to sell. If there were truth and justice in children's TV, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers would be given another title, each sold separately.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.